trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. A New Friend by Byron H. Last year, a new boy came to my class. Some of the kids were mean to him. They said things like, "Don't sit by him." They wouldn't play with him at recess. I felt bad. One day, I sat by him, even though my friends said not to, and I played with him at recess. I felt good. I knew I was doing what Jesus would want me to do. That made me happy. I was glad I could be a friend to someone who was new because I have been new before. Byron H., age 7, Alabama.
Sharing Happiness by Jacqueline S. Nathan, a neighbor boy, came around to play with my son Michael. Later, I took them to the park. Michael rode his bike to the park and promised Nathan that he could ride on the way home. But when the time came to leave, Michael found it hard to keep his promise. He rode his bike home himself, feeling very unhappy. Nathan wasn't too pleased either. After Michael had time to think about it, he agreed that Nathan could have a go on his bike after all. So off they went. Afterward, Michael told me, "I like sharing because Nathan is my friend, and it made me feel happy." Nathan T., age 6, and Michael S., age 5, England.
Awards and Rewards by Alexa B. with help from her family. Near Christmas time, I entered an art contest with students from my area. I drew a picture of an angel appearing to shepherds, telling them the joyous news of Christ's birth. I was delighted to learn that I was one of the finalists and that my art would be displayed at a local museum, but sad when I learned that the award ceremony was going to be on Sunday. When my parents asked me what I thought I should do about the ceremony, I said that we shouldn't go because it was on Sunday. My family and I had a great time visiting the museum on Saturday to see my picture, and my award was mailed to me the next week. I am happy that I chose to keep the Sabbath day holy. My testimony grew that day because I knew I had chosen the right. I know that Heavenly Father blesses us when we keep His commandments. Alexa B., age 7, Utah. Preparing for a Mission by Angie M. My brother Scott is serving a mission in Costa Rica. When I grow up, I want to go on a mission. My nephew, Brayden, will be 19 when I'm 21, so we'll be serving missions at the same time. We're both looking forward to it. I have been preparing for a mission by reading and studying the scriptures, praying daily, and learning new languages. Angie M., age 10, Idaho.
Standing Up by Dalton W. When I eat lunch in the school cafeteria, some kids talk about things I don't know I should listen to. Some kids talk about things that I know I shouldn't listen to. I ask them not to talk about those things. Sometimes they stop, but sometimes they don't. If they don't, I move to another place so I don't have to hear bad things. A couple of times, I've had to eat alone. Sometimes standing up for the right means that you aren't liked as much. But I think it helps other people to want to choose the right, too. It also means that you will attract good friends. I am glad that we have a prophet who asks us to be clean. Dalton W., age 11, Missouri.
Christmas Missionary by Ariel M. I wanted to do missionary work, so I gave my school teacher a special Christmas DVD with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Her whole family loved it. They watched it on Christmas Day. She wrote me a lovely thank you letter. I felt very happy. Ariel M., age 8, Ontario, Canada.
End of the section, Trying to Be Like Jesus.